Hi, this is a dictation for patient Sylvia Gordon, SYLVIA GORDON. Date of birth is 6/26/1967. Date of visit, new patient visit is 5/21/2024, and date of accident is 7/11/2023. The patient presents here for a new patient visit, referred by her primary care doctor, Dr. Lakshmi Pandaranga, PANDRANGI. Patient reports of the following chief symptoms: severe pain in the left shoulder, arm, and back in the upper and the middle area of the back. No lower back pain is reported with radiation to the left arm involving the thumb. She reports that lifting the left arm above the head causes sharp shooting pain and unable to put on the bra, unable to bend backward or clean her bottom after the restroom use. So the left arm has a shooting pain also, which radiates downward towards the fingers. Very stiff on the left side. Regarding the back pain, there is a shooting pain towards the back of the neck. At times, she is unable to turn her head left or right, associated with severe headache, dizziness. She is unable to sleep comfortably, and it hurts quite a bit to lie on the left side, tossing and turning throughout the night. History of the automobile accident is as follows. The patient reports that she was involved in an automobile accident on 7/11/2023 as follows. The accident happened on around 5:30 p.m. in Grosse Pointe. She do not remember the details of the accident as her husband was driving, and she was a front seat passenger. She was wearing seat belts. She was restrained, and they were traveling in a Silverado truck. They were hit with a caravan truck. Their speed of the car was 20 to 25 miles an hour. The speed of the other car is unknown. According to the police report, it is reported that both the cars were traveling in the eastmost lane on southbound Mac, approaching the country club. Unit 1 was traveling behind Unit 2. The driver of the Unit 1 stated that she looked outside into a business to see if her friends were working. Unit 1 then collided into the rear of the Unit 2. And Unit 2 car had our patient, Sylvia Gordon, who was in the front seat, and her husband was in the driver's seat. They suffered injuries, but only the driver or her husband was transported to the hospital with back pain, and he remained 3 days in the hospital, and he cannot walk. He's going for physical therapy and a pain clinic in Livonia. He has had epidural injections. The patient, Sylvia, complained of shoulder pain, but she refused medical treatment. And the other driver reported no injuries. They suffered severe disabling damage to the front of the vehicle. Fluids were leaking from the vehicle onto the roadway. The vehicle was towed from the scene. The other car did not suffer major damage. Sylvia's daughter arrived on the scene and... Further history is as follows. The patient was wearing seatbelt. Airbags did not deploy. There was no loss of consciousness. It was not a hit-and-run accident. The police came on the scene. Ambulance came on the scene. And her daughter also came on the scene and drove them away to home. And she went to the emergency room by her daughter, who took her to Henry Ford Hospital Cottage. And overnight, she was there for 5 to 6 hours. A CT scan of the neck and shoulder were found to be negative. Patient once again report that she was rear-ended. As they slow down to seize a local business, peeping into the local business, and the car from the back hit them at around unknown speed. Patient reported that she hit the dashboard and her left side finger and arm felt numb and tingling, and the back started hurting immediately with throbbing pain also in the left side of the neck. She reported that she jerked quite hard and hit the dashboard with her left shoulder. Whiplash injury was reported and head injury was reported. The damage to the car was as follows. The car was completely totaled and the rear of the car was completely damaged. Instead of the presenting illness, patient reports of severe headaches which are occupying the front and the left temple. And they are 8 on a scale of 1 to 10. And they are moderate to severe and off and on, sensitive to the light, not sensitive to the noise. No associated nausea, vomiting, seizures, or aura are reported. In the additional symptoms of TBI, patient reports of ongoing dizziness, vertigo, loss of equilibrium. She denies any loss of consciousness, ringing in the ear, buzzing in the ear, loss of memory, lack of focus, confusion, disorientation, or forgetfulness. She denies any incontinence of the urine, bowel, nausea, vomiting. She denies any seizures or loss of consciousness. She denies any blood vision, spots in the vision, or loss of vision field. However, she has lightheadedness, weakness, anxiety, and tingling of the left hand, but no incontinence of the bowel, urine, no subtle anesthesia, sleep disturbance. She is able to walk okay, sleep okay, and sit and standing is okay. Regarding the pain, patient reports of a pain which is occupying the occipital part of the head, the left side of the neck, left side of the head, and left side of the cervical and thoracic spine up to the T7, and occupying the left shoulder on the left side, including the trapezius muscle area. These pains are painless and they are severe to the tune of 6 to 9. They are described as throbbing, shooting, stabbing, sharp, cramping, gnawing, sickening, aching, heavy, tender, and tiring. ADLs are affected 9. Please review the chart for the ADL. The modified factor for the pain. Pain is worsened by bending, lying down, driving, and improved by motor and prayers. Additionally, patient has muscle weakness on the left upper extremities where she drops the phone. There is a history of numbness and tingling of the left thumb and index finger and sometimes the middle finger. And radiation of pain is reported in the peripheral lateral part of the left upper extremity. And she reports of X-rays, CT scan, blood tests have been done on her. She has done physical therapy in August, September, October, November at Henry Ford Hospital, physical therapy department, Cottage Hospital at Kirchwell. Almost 60 visits have been done, but no chiropractic visits have been done. No physical therapy since January, but the pains have not gone away. We saw primary care physician for this accident all along, Dr. Lakshmi Pandarangi, P-A-N-D-R-A-N-G-I, and who treated her. Her office is in the East Jefferson in Henry Ford Hospital. Medications have been provided to her. Please review the records for system review, for surgical history, for and for family history, the relationship status, current employment status, legal history, as well as personal history. And the ADLs also from the records. Physical examination, the patient is a 56-year-old African-American female of a good built nutrition, alert, oriented, cooperative, and conscious. No sinus is jaundice, clubbing, colonicia. And no overt anxiety, lethargy is noticed. Dress and hygiene is normal. The patient is able to walk reasonably well without using any adaptive devices. She has good attitude, demeanor. Patient has is wearing a back brace and is otherwise normally appearing. The vital signs were recorded as follows. The blood pressure is 157 over 100, pulse is 79, pulse ox is 100, and the weight is 220 and height is 5'4". The rest of the exam is from the template, including the neurological, psychiatric, respiratory examination, which are all normal. There is a spasm of the left trapezius muscle with some trigger points noticed in the middle fibers. And musculoskeletal examination is as follows. The inspection reveals inspection and palpation is from the template. Spine tenderness is none. Muscle spasm, only the left trapezius muscle is in spasm, and left paravertebral muscle from C2 to T7. Is found in spasm with few trigger points. Hypertonicity of 2 plus is noticed. Range of motion of the cervical spine is as follows. Forward flexion is 60, extension 60, bilateral side flexion 45, bilateral rotation is 80. In the lumbar spine, forward flexion is 60, extension is 20, bilateral side flexion is 30, and rotation is 30. Maneuvers to identify reproduce the pain. In cervical spine, Hoffman sign was found negative. Sterling sign was positive. Lermit test was positive. But the Soto-Hall test, dissection test, myelopathy sign is absent. Thoracic spine, the Roos test, slump test is negative. Lumbar spine, Bridgman's Koenig test is negative. The straight leg raising test is positive at 30 degrees. Contralateral leg rest test is positive bilaterally. Breger test negative. Kemp test is positive. Dubinsky sign is negative. SI joint, bilateral SI joint are positive, tender, slightly. With the paper test positive bilaterally, Gunsfield test positive. But the distraction test, yearly compression test, tending flexion test is negative. The examination of the extremities, the only issue is found in the left shoulder and left left upper extremities. The examination of the right upper extremity and both lower extremities completely normal, and they are warm to touch, well perfused, and all the joints have a normal range of motion with normal motor power reflexes, with no tenderness, pedal edema, contusion, laceration, crystal spasm. Range of motion of all the joints in the right upper extremity and both lower extremity is normal. Quick test negative, no leg length disturbance is noticed, gait is normal. Examination of the left upper extremity, first of all, left shoulder, reveals that on inspection there is no contusion, laceration, or any other finding. On palpation, there are no dislocation, fractures, contusions, or any swellings, and or tender points. Range of motion of the left shoulder is limited to 90 degrees of abduction and forward flexion. Pain level is around 8. The muscle strength is 4/5. Drop arm test was negative. Anterior posterior apprehension positive. Hawking Kennedy test was positive. In the examination of the rest of the extremities, on inspection, we find that there is a positive Tinelson and Fallon sign. The grip is slightly poor. Reflexes are normal. The motor power is normal. Distally, sensations are intact. There is no atrophy of thenar prominence or muscle weaknesses. And no other issues found. No deviation, swelling, muscle atrophy, ulcer, wound, fractures, anything. In the diagnosis, in general, V8 9.2 XXT. Z79.891, PNS R51, R42, F41.1, F32.9, nerves M79.2, muscles M60.9, ligaments M54.0, left shoulder M25.512, M75.110, M75.30, M75.50, S43.432D. The left wrist is M25.532, left hand M79.642, G56.02. Cervical spine M54.2, 50.20, 54.12. S13.4XXL. Thoracic spine M54.09, 5.46, 51.24. SI joint F33.5XXL, M54.17. The plan of care for Sylvia Gordon is from the template. The treatment plan is as follows. The treatment is ordered physical therapy to continue along with chiropractic treatment and also addition of acupuncture, massage, traction to the left shoulder area, left wrist area, left trapezius muscle spasm area, neck and the middle back spine. Disability patient is allowed to continue working 6 hours, 5 days, 0 pound lifting limit. Non-pharmacological modalities, yes. Home exercise plan, yes. Referral to psychiatry, yes. Fitness club, yes. Review of the available MRI and other imaging records. I was able to obtain the record from Henry Ford Hospital. That has been reviewed. It was dated 7/11/2023. In the history, there is a issue of shoulder acute pain, motor vehicular accident, neck pain on the left side, strain of the left rotator cuff muscles. CT scan of the neck did not show any fracture or any osseous abnormality. X-ray of the left shoulder was negative. She was discharged home from the hospital. In the physical examination, a positive finding was in the area of the left shoulder being tender, a bony tenderness, decreased range of motions. In the cervical area, there was muscular tenderness was present. Thoracic back was normal. Lumbar was normal. No mention of the sacroiliac joints. Interventional pain procedures, none are being considered surgical options. We'll consider surgical options once the whole evaluation is done and MRI reports are available. Neuropsych evaluation is not warranted at this time. Attended care, caseworker not warranted. Investigations, no investigation is being ordered. We are compiling all the records together. DMEs, back brace is not needed. Patient has the neck brace. Tense unit was provided. Follow-up visit in 15 days time. Personal support is yours. Thank you.